Dark Cast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Well, you didn't know because you don't have Google Play, but when you buy stuff on Google Play, you accumulate points. I had 2,600 points, so I just got a $25 Google Play credit.
Fuck yeah!
So I'm spending the credit on the game because, I mean, I don't use Google
Why
Play.
Why not?
Exactly. So I'm buying packs and shit
in this game. And I don't have to spend my monies. And I'm excited about that.
No, I did not know this. And that's awesome. I'm an Apple user and they don't give me shit.
Apple.
Take my
okay,
shit.
Okay, Apple ain't trying to give nobody nothing.
Take my shit and you like it.
Oh, you. This is luxury. You.
Gosh. So, Brandy, welcome back.
Welcome back to hell.
To hell.
How's it going? What's happening this week?
Not much. I've been making, I swear I have hobby ADHD.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is.
You love to get hobbies and then crush them and then move on to other things.
I like get obsessed for like a month, and then I'm like, okay, I'll put this away for now. And then like, yeah, I go do something else. But so now right now I'm making, you know, Paul McClay crochet hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I made two and they burned.
Well, how'd they burn?
Because I put them in for too long. The ones that I made that were thick, you know, the ones that had all the things.
Those ones burned?
No.
Oh, they're too beautiful to burn.
I had put the ones that I made yesterday, I put in for the same amount of time, which was 25 minutes. And they were thinner, the ones that I made. They were just like tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have only been in for like
10 minutes,
15 at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them in for 25 minutes and they burned. So then I had to scrape, and oh my God, I had to scrape both of the hooks, you know, clean of the shit, which took a long time. Well, I guess it took like a half an hour.
Cause it's not like you're gonna throw the hooks away.
Right.
You gotta get the shit off of it.
Right. So,
that sucks.
Yeah. So then today I did a rainbow one with I made little rainbow, you know, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple little balls. And so I, you know, so now the one I made today, I baked it, but I don't think I baked it for long enough, so I'm gonna have to bake it
again
for a little bit longer when I get back.
Is that cool? Can you do that?
Yeah, you can bake it. I just have to, you know, put it in for a little bit longer, like 5 minutes or so, because when I took it out, it was still soft. Like after it had cooled, it was still soft. And so like squish spongy. So I'll put it in for a little longer. Hopefully that bakes it all the way. Because I don't want to have to redo that one. So that's what I've been doing.
You are. You're crafting. I'm crafty. You should do one of those crafty reels where it's like, I made this. I made this. I made this. I made this.
I know, right?
I'm crafty.
I made all this shit and it's all sitting at my house. I make crafts and then I don't do anything with them. They sit at my house.
That's okay.
Ugh. Is it though?
Not when you're a pack rat. What are you? What's going on with you? What's happening with you?
Trying to sell fucking houses?
Yeah.
It's, every day is something new. It's exciting. I thought, hey, being a realtor, it'll be a lot of fun. It won't be stressful.
Wrong.
The fuck?
Yeah, no, that's another reason why I was like, no, I'm not. I was like, I'm not going to waste a bunch of money to get a license to just be, like, not happy about what I'm doing, even though I did it, you know, thought I was going to you can work from home, you make your own hours, blah, blah, blah. You're basically working, like, from sunup to sundown, and more.
You don't have traditional hours. I definitely work a lot, because I do a lot of different things, but it's all good. I am having a good time. I work very well under stress, and I can't wait to get jiggy and sling these houses.
Mm.
That's all I can do. And, of course, be here and talk to you guys, right?
Have you heard about this proposal for the 4-day work week in California?
Were you the one who mentioned it to me before? Give it to me. Explain.
So this assemblywoman in, where's she at? I want to say Cerritos. She's somewhere, you know, in Southern California, is proposing that California adopt the 4-day work week.
So 10-hour days.
I don't know, like, the logistics of how it would work, but she's like, you know, other countries have adopted this and it's working out for them. People are less stressed and they're, you know, they enjoy a higher quality of life and all of these things. But of course, the people who want to remain in the dark ages are like, no, that's a bad idea. It's going to kill jobs. The same jobs will exist. They will just have different hours. So what are we talking about? How's it going to kill jobs?
Right.
So I heard it on the radio today. I was like, oh, that's really, really cool. So I think I'm going to see if I can, like, volunteer for her cause or something.
Oh, look at you.
I probably, you know, won't end up doing it, but I'm going to...
It's a nice thought.
I'm going to consider it. And, you know, if my follow-through game is on point, then maybe I'll contact them.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, no, I work all day, every day.
Yeah, no, because exactly. But, like, you know, the traditional, like...
I get it.
Go to office, 9 to 5,
yeah,
you know.
I understand.
That's why, like, and the people are saying how the pandemic has, you know, allowed people or made people basically say, you know what, we're not returning to this.
Yeah.
The rat race, basically. Yep. I want to have flexible hours. I want to work from home. I don't have to be in the office every single day. And you don't, like, I don't have to be in any office at any time.
Word.
But there's places that want me, like, I still see, you know,
descriptions.
Job postings. They're like, you know, full time and it's not remote. I'm like, why isn't this remote? Like, literally everything is digital, it's online, it's freaking social media, and it's me writing. Why do I need to be in your office to do that?
Right. If it's not retail or healthcare
or manufacturing or something like that.
Something along those lines, more than likely it can be done
remotely, like, remotely. Or, you know, come to the office once every 2 weeks, or, you know what I mean? Like,
something along
those lines. I don't need to be in your office for 8 hours a day,
staring every at fucking day, jam,
5 days a week,
smacking, getting all sassy with people on the phone.
You calling me into your office for a meeting. Why? What is this meeting about? Like, we can do meetings.
What was the reason?
On the phone. So.
On Zoom, even.
Exactly. But apparently, like, people are moving away from Zoom for other, you know, digital meeting or online.
Well, I use Google Meet
platforms or whatever.
Yeah, I use Google Meet and all these other platforms. All these other companies are definitely coming to market to compete with Zoom.
I like how everybody thinks. I mean, they can
Facebook
do it
has
better.
A video thing. Everybody does video. Like, it's the fucking Jetsons now. Okay. Now you want to get it together.
The only difference is. The monitor's not popping up out of nowhere with a face on it, you know?
Bitch, I called you. Here I am. I see you in your house. Like, damn.
Exactly.
Privacy? Privacy, please. Anyway, hello, guys. Hello. Thank you for being here. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleet.
And this is Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's Bolt, bitches.
Yes, it is. And I want to give a top shout out to all of our patrons. I caught my mistake last week. I apologize.
What?
In order, we love you. Katie, OT, Ken, Kathleen, Tara, Amy, and Carol. We love you guys. You keep us firing and desiring, and thank you.
Well, when we get 100 patrons, are you going to name all of them?
I fucking will.
every episode.
Yes.
I'm going to name all of them.
I will name all of you. Join us. I just sent out some patron packages this past week. So some of you guys are going to be getting something nice in the mail. And we need to do a Patreon episode this month. Maybe we'll leave it up to the patrons to decide what we should cover. Maybe I'll do a poll on Patreon. Need to figure out how to do that. Okay. And give you guys editor or executive producer opportunities, I guess. Okay, we'll let you guys know later in the feed. And if you aren't already, you can subscribe. You can meet us online at bookoflies.com. Wherever you're listening to this episode right now, go ahead and like it. You know the thing.
Huh?
I don't know. Hit the button.
I'm confused.
Hit the follow button and come on back. That's all I'm saying. Or you can meet us on Patreon at patreon.com/Book of Lies Podcast. We'd love to have you. We've got tiers, $2, $5, and $10. And we love on you on all of those tiers. So if you join, we love you. We appreciate you. Karma energy, all in the air.
Psychic refugee. Psychic refugee.
What's a psychic refugee?
It's... So if you... Obviously, you didn't watch Daria.
Oh, sorry.
It's a song by Mystic Spiral.
Okay.
Trent's band. Trent is Jane's brother. Jane is Daria's best friend.
Got it. I got it. No problem. Oh, so we got like... We get lots of complaints on YouTube, and I just want to go ahead and address them really quick. People are like, oh my god, it took like 10 to 15 minutes to get to the topic. I was really interested, and then it took 10 minutes to get to the story.
You can fast forward.
It's our show. We can do what we want. That is all.
Like, you can literally, on YouTube, you can, it's easy to fast forward on YouTube.
I do what I want.
Or you can post the time stamp of when it starts, and then make people can click it and just go right there.
You can do it for them. Yeah. I'm not.
All right.
Anyway, so Brandy.
What are we talking about?
Yes! What are we talking about? Okay. So I have a topic today by the name of Keisha Williams. I was put onto this topic by American Greed, and then I did some research, and this is...
Okay.
Keisha Williams was born sometime in 1977 in Virginia.
Sometime in
1977 in Virginia.
Someone someday.
She is, she claims to have a master's degree, a JD, like a judicial doctrine or whatever.
Juris doctorate.
Yeah, that thing. And she runs a consulting firm called Keisha Williams and Associates Consulting. She is hot shit, apparently, like in the town that she likes to frequent. She likes to hang out in Northern Virginia. She likes to stay in hotels and she likes to sweat her clients, which turn into investors for money. Yes. So
wait, her clients turn into her investors?
She gets clients, and then they end up giving her money. More money than... Let me explain. We're introduced to Keisha Williams around 2013 in Virginia. And at this time, there's a California IT businessman. He's been in business for like 20 years, and his business is growing. So he's like, hey, I want to get into the Virginia network so I could tap into some of this government money. So he's looking for a business consultant. Someone refers him to Keisha Williams, Keisha Williams Associates Consulting, and Associates Consulting. And he's just really impressed by her. She said she's done business with Lockheed Martin, with government entities. She says she knows everybody. Her resume is popping. She says she speaks all these languages. She's so educated. So he says, okay, I'm going to bring you on. His name is Christian DeAndrade, or Chris DeAndrade. He pays her $200,000 as a flat fee for consulting to bring in some business for him.
$10,000.
$200,000.
Oh, shit, okay.
That's what he pays her as a consulting fee to find this business. Name your price and motherfuckers will pay it, I guess.
$1 million.
$1 billion. Right now, $1 billion is nothing. Like, what? Eggs are so expensive. I'm sorry. Let's stop right now. Some of you might have known I had chickens and they died. And I miss them so much right now because the price of eggs is gross. It's like almost doubled. Have you bought eggs lately?
No.
Well, I use a lot of eggs in Beauty's biscuits.
Yes. You use eggs more than most people.
Yes, this is true. For your dogs, check out beautybiscuits.com. $1 billion. So he pays her $200,000 as a business consultant, and her job is to, you know, bring on a partnership or find opportunities that is going to grow Mr. DeAndrade's business. Yes. So he gets wind of a company in Austria that's going into bankruptcy. And this company is called Zytochron. And Zytochron is a telehealth software platform.
Okay.
And this is 2013.
Okay. Oh, okay. So they're, okay.
They're ahead of the game.
Right.
And they're like, hey, it's going to be a $1 billion business. People are going to need it right now. Fuck yeah. Like, he was waiting for this shit to happen. Telehealth medicine or telehealth software, what it would do would allow people to Zoom the doctors to fucking Zoom their patients, which they're doing now, and also transmit medical health records and be able to perform an office visit
right
virtually.
So basically, it's like a secure platform that will protect your health information. Mm-hmm. And
a secure connection.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know how Kaiser has a system where you have to log into their system and the doctors have to log into their, you know, the Kaiser system.
Yeah.
And so you can't do it on like Zoom or Skype. Or,
right.
It has to be a specific.
It's a secure platform. TLS is like, you know, transport layer security.
Right.
And it's encrypted from end to end.
Right. So
I can talk the talk.
Nobody's hacking shit.
Exactly. So in 2013, this company was filing for bankruptcy. And he got wind of it. So he reaches out to Keisha and is like, Keisha, do what you need to do to get this software. So she's like, all right, I'm on it because it's going to be a $1 billion business. Mm. She's like, okay, I'm on it. Apparently flies to Vienna, Austria. Where is that in Italy?
It's Austria.
Okay, Austria. Cool. Flies to Vienna and purchases the company in an auction. In a bankruptcy auction. She claims she spent $3 million to acquire this software. However, she needs to pay taxes and escrow, closing costs, and it's sitting in an escrow account. So she tells him that what's owed is $7.1 million.
Damn.
In addition to, like, she says that she shelled out $3 million to pay for this.
Wait, if you bought it for $3 million, how are you having to pay $7
million? On taxes and escrow.
No.
Okay, you're hip, but yeah, that's what she tells him.
Okay. Okay.
That's what she tells him, okay? And so she's like, that's what we need. We need $1.7 million. He's like,
well, what, $1.7 or $7.1?
$1.7 million.
Okay, you just said $7.1. That's what I was like.
I'm dyslexic a little bit. 1.7.
Yeah, that's more than the cost. Okay, got it. 1.7.
1.7.
Which is still kind of high, but all right.
Well, and it's in the anyway.
Yeah.
And so he's supposed to, you know, get 50% of this company. So he's like, okay, you know, I'll do it. He empties out his savings and his retirement, and he shells out $600,000. And he's expecting to get a, you know, huge payoff or whatever. And Keisha's like, well, that's not enough. Every day it sits in this account, it's accruing fees.
What an asshole.
So he's like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? So he starts going to all of his friends.
Do you have a fairy in your pocket?
All of his family members.
Maybe a leprechaun?
Anybody with money.
Do you fart money? Like, what the hell are you talking about, lady?
And is fundraising aggressively. Because Keisha.
Oh, he didn't do a Kickstarter or a fucking GoFundMe? Or
it's 2013. He's promising.
They haven't.
Well, anyway, he did not. It's 2013. And he's telling investors, hey, you're going to make 30% back. The people who he gives him money, he's like, you're going to make 30% back on your investment.
Was that, like, his plan was to pay them 30% back? Or
that's
like,
what Keisha told him to tell these people.
Oh, okay.
Because the second she meets him, she's in his ear every day, all day. Text messages, phone calls, emails. That's a red flag.
She's like, I got a whale. I got to keep him on the line.
She does. And she's just like, hey, you know, we need this money. The fees are going up. I need you to get this much money. I need you to get that much money. Man. And she's sweating him. And then he's sweating all his people. And then they're depositing all this money into her bank account.
Wow.
Bitch. Well, if she's doing what she says she's going to do, no problem, right? But she's not. Because Keisha Williams
isn't really Keisha Williams.
She's a bougie bitch. And she likes to fucking flaunt. She likes to drive the biggest fucking Mercedes. She loves to stay in the Four Seasons Hotel. Even though she lives like miles down the road, she likes to stay at the Ritz-Carlton.
Here's what's funny. I have we have the one hotel in our, you know, where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I need to go stay there.
Well, I mean, like, I guess if they're taking care of you and, you know, you're
this
just
legit.
charging it to the room or whatever. So you, I don't get it. They just like, they say everybody knew her because she's a big tipper. So she'd rolled up. They're like, oh shit, Keisha's here. And she's cashing out $100 tips.
Okay.
At the bar, they know what she's drinking because they're like, oh, Keisha's here. This is what she wants. She only wants the finest things.
So she's Ginger Rothstein.
I don't know who that is.
Casino.
Okay. Yeah.
Sharon Stone.
Yeah, but this woman, she's also a lesbian. So she has a girlfriend.
Okay.
So she's shopping. She's going to Chanel. She's going to Gucci.
She's buying her girlfriend shit.
She's buying herself shit and her girlfriend shit. Right. She
matching outfits.
Cuban cigars. They go to strip clubs and make it fucking rain. The money comes in and it goes immediately out.
Right. And I just got this. Look, I got my income tax. Let's go, y'all. That's how, that's what's happening right now.
Yes. It really is. While she's spending the money, Christian's out finding people to invest and get money from so they can get the software out and then begin to build it and start making billions.
Billions.
Chris reaches out to a friend by the name of, her name is Joe Sanders. Joe Sanders is a friend, and Chris DeAndrade, he's older. He's like in his 60s now, 70s. But, and Joe's older as well. She tells Chris that, you know, hey, I'll give you some money. I'm fighting cancer right now. She was diagnosed with cancer, and now she's fighting it. She gives Chris $100,000, goes to Keisha. And as time goes on, they don't exactly get enough money because all these fees keep accumulating. So she's like, well, I need more money. You need to call this person. You need to call that person.
So she's telling him that she needs money to buy continue to pay for the fees on his.
Right. Because if they don't pay, it's going to be lost and you'll lose everything. And while she's telling him this, she brings in another player. She's like, oh, well, there's this investor, John the Texan. And he wants to give us like $68 million.
John the Texan.
$68 million.
Some shit.
And we just have to come up with X amount of money for due diligence so he knows that, you know, we can play ball.
Uh-huh.
It's always something, but this is all happening in like a 4-year span, so I'm going to keep moving forward. For 4 years, this software is sitting in escrow and collecting fees. I would have been like, bitch, it's been 6 months.
Yeah.
It's been 2 months.
Right.
The fuck.
Yeah.
Like, don't play me for a dummy.
So she's like, fees. Oh, yeah, it keeps, you know, we're accumulating fees, so we're still not paying off the principal or whatever, you know, is in the escrow.
Right.
Or whatever, escrow fees. Exactly. And blah, blah, blah.
And then she's the only point of contact for this company, Zytochron. So she's the only one that's actually, like, quote, unquote, having communication with them. But Chris really trusts Keisha. He's like, you know, she's working hard for me and we're going to make this fucking happen.
Did he get references from any of these people that she said she worked with? Because, like, I know she said she worked with Lockheed Martin and you probably wouldn't be able to get references from Lockheed. Mm-hmm. But any of these other companies, if they weren't, like, government contracted companies.
I don't think he probably did a reference check. I don't think he did that.
Lord.
It's dumb. So then he says, and then Keisha says that she goes back to Vienna, check on things with escrow, and then they arrest her.
In Vienna,
because of unpaid fees and taxes on this escrow account.
That's not how the law works.
That's not how the law works. And they, you know, confiscate her visa, you know, her passport, and she really needs money because she's trapped and, you know, nothing's gonna get her out. She's
stuck in Vienna.
Right. But truth be told, she's on vacation.
In Vienna?
In fucking Jamaica. She goes on vacations, like, she rents the biggest villas
of course
on these things.
Why
in Jamaica, Tahiti, Bora Bora.
I want to go.
Taking her chick with her.
Of course.
Taking private chefs.
Oh.
Having fucking butlers waiting on them left and right.
Oh, God.
This bitch is bougie. She got a Mercedes at one of the places. Maybe it was Tahiti, Bora Bora. I'm not really sure. But she was
like, why did you buy a car in a foreign country?
She didn't buy it. They rented it to her, or they had it provided for her. And she was like, this is too small. This is not my style. Use a bougie bitch. And you're spending everybody's money because they would see it come in and then she would just go to Gucci or go, what's that one? Bottega Veneta or whatever. Yeah. In 2017, the FBI, she makes it on the FBI's list because someone was like, hey, I think I'm being frauded by Keisha Williams and Associates Consulting. Other people saying that I've given her money and services haven't been rendered and there's something shady going on here. So they start investigating her. They see all the money coming in and all the expenses are not business expenses. The second the money goes in, it's going to luxury shopping.
Can I get some?
She's spending it at hotels. I mean, if you were a valet or a bartender or something, you probably would have got cashed out. That's why they loved her. Because it's like, oh, she's spending it.
There she is, guys.
She's dripping it.
Nobody else matters here right now. Just her.
Just her. Exactly. They reach out. The FBI reaches out to Jo Sanders, the woman that has cancer. And she ended up giving them more money. She ended up giving them another $13,000. So total, I think Joe invested or gave $113,000.
Oh.
The FBI is like, hey, do you know Akeisha Williams?
Do you know this bitch?
And she was like, oh, shit, you know, I knew there was something up with her. They see her name on, like, the tally.
I knew there was something up with her.
Because she is giving the money to Chris, but depositing it to Keisha. And Keisha sweating Chris for all this stuff. So she knew there was some shade happening.
Got it.
So.
But did she not interact with her at all?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. But Keisha was sweating people. Like, she had this dude who was a friend of hers by the name of Arthur Robinson. And. And he used to be like Pentagon police. He was a first responder for September 11th. And I guess they hadn't met before all of this fuck shit happened in 2005. And I guess Keisha's really good at bonding with people. Like, she's like, oh, hey, we've got a common bond. Let's be BFFs.
Mm-hmm.
So she befriends this guy and kind of helps him out.
She's a psycho.
She's a sociopath. She then employs him to do all kinds of fucking shit for her. Like, drive her around, do yard work, do stuff. And then she convinces him that there's all these investors out there that owe her money. And they need to give her money because, you know, she's owed this. And
so she hires him to shake people down?
Yeah.
Okay.
She puts him on the phone and says, this is Special Agent
Robinson. Oh, my God.
And,
okay.
And so then he, like, starts sweating people, texting people, calling people on her behalf.
Without any proof or any, like, actual...
He just believed her.
Legal documents.
Yep.
Or anything.
Yep. Cool. He believed her. And she introduced him as, like, an officer. So he's like, I'm fucking impersonating a federal agent over the phone.
Yeah.
And she's got me doing this for her.
And you are doing it. Here's what. You should know better, sir. You, of all people, should know better. Mm. So what?
Well, they're just promised this fucking huge bonus at the end of the rainbow, this telemed company, which is going to be worth billions, which it would have been if it probably would have happened.
Did it would have existed? Or did the company actually exist?
The company actually existed. It was DeAndre's idea to purchase the company.
Okay.
He took
she
it to
She didn't
Keisha.
Present it to him.
No, but I don't think she bought the company.
Probably not.
I don't think she did
if
shit.
If she was spending all this money, she didn't do anything.
She didn't do fucking shit. They loop Joe in, the one that has cancer, into the investigation with the FBI. And so they're like, okay, I want you to introduce Keisha to this potential investor, which is an undercover police agent, an undercover FBI guy by the name of, his fake name was like Harry Singh. He's an Indian guy with like, he could have been, no, it's Singh.
So Harry.
He used to work on like Wall Street so he could talk the talk. So he goes and meets with her.
He's a fast talking New Yorker.
Gets her on camera. He's recording everything. And she's just, like, walks in, like, hey, this is my friend Harry. Like, tries to make him feel, like, all warm, that she's a fucking boss, that she's a millionaire, that she's just got it. But everything she's saying is straight foobar. Like, he's, like, she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. Like, these numbers.
She's saying words, but they don't mean anything.
These expenditures mean absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
She was, like, yeah, the Prime Minister of Dubai wants to get in on our platform. And use the technology. And he's like, yeah, there's no Prime Minister of Dubai. So what are you even talking about? She says that, like, there's money sitting in this account that's just accruing all this interest. And it's making, like, 13% interest a day. And he's like, if that was the case in a year, it would be worth, like, a bajillion dollars. Like, she's just making up all this stuff to try and get this guy to invest. She asked him for $13 million. He's like, so how much, you know, do I need to invest? Like, what are you asking for? She's like, you know, $13 million. There's all these other people out there, close friends of mine, that want to get in on this deal, but I'm going to let you in on this deal for $13 million.
I don't want any of this deal. No thanks. At all. What the hell? Like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like when people talk to me like that when they're actually legitimate. So, you know, I'm not one of those people that succumbs to high pressure sales tactics.
Yeah, it's a high pressure sales tactic.
Sure. I'm looking at you like you're talking to that guy behind me because no. Period. Just no.
They finally get all the evidence on her. And then they go and stake out her house to like try and like arrest her. And then they're waiting outside her house for like weeks. And they're like, this bitch ain't here. She's staying at the fucking Ritz-Carlton next to, like, the pavilion next to the mall where she likes to, like, hang out with her chick and spend money.
So her house is here, but she's like, I don't want to be at home. I want to be in the hotel. What was her house like?
I have no idea. Okay. But the guy, Arthur, he was like, I know for a fact she spent 51 days straight at the Ritz-Carlton and, like, spending $4,000 a night. Ugh. In, like, the presidential suite. And then she was bragging to friends via text. She's like, oh, you know, I saw so-and-so, but I still got the biggest suite, you know, on the island. Like, she would just be uber braggadocious and just gross.
She's the kind of asshole that would literally rob a bank and then put on social media all the money that she robbed from this bank and then get caught. Like, that's ridiculous.
Exactly. So they figure out, okay, she's still spending money, but she's just not home. Oh, she stays at this place. Let's look at her records. Oh, she booked a flight to Mexico.
Okay, why weren't they checking her credit card's fucking bills? That's what they should have been doing. Hello, you know this woman spends money like it's fucking going out of style.
Like it's going out of style.
So be on her fucking credit card, her bank statement, whatever.
Hello.
That's how you catch her. Not stay at her house.
Investigate.
Exactly. If she's going to the fucking Louis Vuitton store, follow her there. Why are you at her house?
It's Chanel and Gucci. She don't go to Louis.
Excuse me. My bad.
Get it right. So they stake out the airport for her flight to Mexico. She's like one of the last bitches to board the flight. Like, is she coming? Is she coming? Like, the door's about to close. And her chick come running up or whatever. And they're like, okay, you're not going anywhere. Jail time. We're arresting you. She's like, what? Like,
What you mean? What did I do?
Don't you know who I am? Yeah, we know who you are. That's why we're arresting you. So she goes on trial. Joe, the woman who's fighting cancer, is dying from cancer on the stand.
She's like, has an IV and stuff. And
she eventually died, like, right after the thing.
Oh, God. Probably the stress of the fucking trial.
Well, she had been going through cancer throughout all this, so I'm sure that shit fucking stressed her out. Mm-hmm. They try and charge Chris DeAndrade with charges because they're like, you've been bringing these people to her. How are you not involved?
Oh, so he was referring other people to
her? He was getting, like, the money that he was getting from people, he was giving to her. So it looks like you're doing the grunt work for her. And he was like, he was fucking oblivious, Brandy. He had no idea. The FBI went to him and he was mad. He was like, how dare you talk about my business partner like this? She's doing the Lord's work. She's doing, like, this is what I wanted.
So he's an old man who knows nothing about technology.
Right. Well, I mean, he has an IT company up in probably like in like NorCal somewhere.
But does he actually know about technology?
I don't know, girl. But he was duped till the end. He ended up getting probation.
Oh, poor guy. That sucks.
He said he lost fucking everything. He lost everything. He cashed in fucking everything and gave it to her.
Because he wanted this company.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Super fucked up. Arthur, the one who was making the phone calls, he got probation and, you know,
and he should have known better. Like, he should have known better of all the people.
Yeah. But Miss Keisha Williams, she was going to court with a portfolio, like a leather portfolio from
Bottega Veneta.
Worth $18,000 every day. And they're like, this fucking bitch. So they go ahead and hit her with 15 years.
Good.
Jail time.
Good.
And they're like, turn over that portfolio.
You dumb bitch. We want it.
It's you ours. Dumb bitch. You don't need that. And
okay, you better go to fucking Target and get an $18 one, you stupid idiot.
Or just put a staple in your papers and just take it in. Like, what the fuck? Do we gotta be like that?
Yes, it does. I have to look as professional as possible, even.
This is her.
Oh, man. So sad. That.
That necklace.
Like, what is this?
This looks like plastic.
Herkimer crystals. I mean, Herkimer diamonds.
That's quartz, girl. That's quartz.
This is her.
So, yeah, and she was from Ashburn, Virginia. Excuse me. And apparently she did have a degree in electrical engineering and law. In total, she scammed $5 million. And
that's all?
15 years.
$5 million?
A percentage of millions of dollars, and if you would have took all my money, I'd be like, fuck this bitch.
I mean, it sounds like it was a lot more, but I mean, $5 million
within 4 years, a 4 year plan.
Okay, and all just to stay at the Four Seasons and the fucking
and go on vacation.
The Ritz Carlton.
She's taking pictures, like she's texting him, oh my god, I'm in Vienna, I need help, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and she's on vacation taking pictures. They confiscated her phone. They found, like, over 100,000 text messages on her phone, which incriminated her.
Yeah.
They saw how everything was going. Like, they were like, oh, you said you were doing this, but then you said you was at Chili's having a drink. Like, you're lying. You said this, but then you said this.
Digital forensics,
she was like, oh, I'm looking, my father's going to investigate, my father's going to invest. I'm begging this person for this. I'm doing, she's telling Chris this stuff, but she's not. She's just sweating him to bring in these investors and to bring in money.
I can imagine. She's just like, so she's at her fucking vacation in Jamaica and her girlfriend's like, oh, honey, I want this or that. She's like, okay, hold on. Let me text this man so I can get me some money. Girl. And she sends out a distress text.
I bet.
And the money comes in like 25 minutes. Like, that's ridiculous.
It's messed up. But like, she was messaging this dude all the time. If you've just met somebody and they are available to you and they're sweating you all the time, there's something wrong with them.
Especially if they're supposed to be a consultant and they're working with other people.
Yeah.
They don't have time for just you. They literally have other people that they have to contact and be working with. And I was going to say report to, but they don't actually. Well, yeah, no, they have to report to people because they were hired by people. So, yeah.
As of December 2020, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has experienced an increase in investment frauds. The
as of when?
2020. Oh, shit. She went
pandemic.
Yeah, she got jail time. She was sentenced in 2018 to 15 years. But yeah, since 2020, all the
2020
since December 2020, like I said, the SEC has experienced an increase in investment frauds. The pandemic has really given apparently scammers a lot of fraud opportunities.
That's fucked.
All kind of text messages and phone calls, and it's really fucking annoying. Emails, people hacking Facebook accounts. I'm getting all kinds of messages. I'm like, y'all are fake. Yeah. Like, all of y'all are fucking fake. So if you are listening and you are one of the people that is like soliciting me,
you
fuck off. If not, we love you.
If not.
I'm just saying, like, it's like a constant attack.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Yeah, you gotta be on your game.
Emails.
Because those motherfuckers will come at you and be like, hi, this is so-and-so from your security, your social security number. Your social security number has been compromised. Blah, 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 blah. Your social security number has been
suspended.
Yeah, you don't, how the
fuck you fucking liar, you number? Can't do that. I said, oh, go ahead and put your social security number in and your phone number to verify who you are. No, don't do that. They are fucking vigilant and they want our shit. Don't give it to them.
They want your information.
You will get a letter in the mail if it's from something serious. Phone calls are fake.
But yeah, this bitch was fucked up. She was just spending their shit and didn't give a straight fuck. Yeah, that's messed up. You know, the fucking audacity of people. Like, I don't understand how people literally have no fucking no conscience, no fucking compunction to just do the dirtiest shit to people and think like nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like you, I'm the type of person like, well, I'm gonna get caught sooner or later, so I should probably stop. Should probably stop doing that. Cause guess what? The popo gonna be on that door or checking my fucking credit card bills or whatever the fuck. It's insane. That's nuts. I fucking like, I need to hire somebody. I'm like, do all the dirtiest shit you can to get money and then don't tell me about it. Just give me the money.
Just deposit it into my
that way, fake ghost. That way, account. Maybe I won't feel bad. I don't want to know what you're doing. I just want the money. So, But don't rob people and don't kill people. Is that fair?
Savvy.
Like, what the fuck,
man? It's messed up. Are you watching any of these clips from this Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial?
It was, they were talking about it on the news today. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. It is so frustrating. They were talking about how Johnny Depp texting his text messages talking about let's drown Amber and then and then burn her.
That was like evidence?
Yeah, that was.
Oh my god!
It was on the stand. It was in his text messages. It said let's burn Amber. Then another one said let's drown her, then burn her. This was before they were married. This was like while they were. I think it was even before
they were dating.
Were engaged. Yeah, I think they were just dating. And I was just like, oh my god.
Oh
like,
my goodness.
Johnny Depp. Like, I can't ride for you if you're going to be stupid.
Stupid.
But I still, Amber Heard is still trash. I don't really give a shit about Amber, so whatever. They're the fucking match made in hell, apparently.
I've just been seeing the clips of, like, Johnny talking, or one when they were reading about, like, Amber saying, like, she was bored because there was like all these old men playing guitar or some shit.
It was probably the Vampires of LA or whatever their band is called. Vampires of Hollywood.
I don't know.
It's Johnny Depp, Keith Richards, and another old rocker. Yeah. I think it's not Steven. Yeah, no. Yes, Keith Richards. It's Johnny Depp, Keith Richards, and.
Slash.
No. Steven Tyler's bandmate.
What's his name?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah,
exactly.
Something. Joe.
Joe Perry.
Joe Perry.
I believe they are.
He's sexy. I don't fucking care how old that boy is. Like, he could get it. Grandpa, take your pills. Let's go. No. Okay.
Well, that's probably who you're talking about. They're probably rehearsing, and yeah. She was probably mad.
Man,
boy, there's all these old people. Over
old you man. Old a fucking old dude. What do you fucking
okay,
expect?
Okay, you married
you
one.
You married an old dude. But I don't know. I don't know the situation. I'm just watching, like, the highlights, and it's just a fucking mess. But he's suing her for defamation.
Yes.
So, whatever you want.
Because she published an article and, you know, basically ruined his career, is what he said. There's a whole lot of shit. Okay, there's a whole lot of shit. She's an asshole, and apparently he's an asshole. They're both assholes. Fine. If he don't get no more work, she don't need to get no more work either, because she's also a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, let's be clear. Amber Heard doesn't need to work in Hollywood ever again either. Let her go work at a pet store. She cares so much about her dogs that she smuggles them into other fucking countries.
Ooh,
let's
yeah.
Let her go work at a fucking pet store.
Australia, right?
Dumbass.
Anyway, it's a mess. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Anything you've been watching this week?
I've of course have been watching Young Rock. I didn't watch this week's episode though, and I'm going to watch the Batman movie.
Oh yeah, it's on HBO Max now, right?
It is. So
I want to see that.
I'm gonna watch it probably on Friday.
Okay.
Night or maybe Saturday day. That's about it. Oh my god, I can't wait for the new season of Barry. It's been fucking 2 years since we've seen another fucking.
I never watched Barry. Never,
it's really good. It's Bill Hader.
I've seen, like, he's like a killer.
He's a hitman.
I've
and
never
he's,
watched it.
He's a reluctant hitman. Mm-hmm. Like, he basically, like, falls into being a hitman. It's really,
you tricked me into this.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's like the guy's like, yeah, he gets duped into being a hitman, sort of. But it's really good. I like it. I enjoy the show, and I can't wait for the new season to start. What have you been watching?
What have I been watching? So I saw a preview for this show on the Roku channel, Swimming with Sharks. I think that's what it's called. And what's old girl's name? Sabrina the Teenage. No, she is Sabrina the Teenage. The Curious Adventures of Sabrina. The
Kiernan.
She's in it.
Kiernan Shulkin. 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 Something like
her.
That. Shipley. Kiernan Shipley. That's her name.
Her, Donald Sutherland, and some other people. I can't think of their names. Not anybody. Like, it's just a series, but it's a bit wild. I'm just like, there's all this sexy stuff happening up in here. Oh, Maxine Shaw. Sexy stuff. I don't remember Maxine Shaw's real name, but
Erica Alexander.
Yeah, she's in it, and it's just like, this is weird.
What's it about?
So,
or Sabrina. What did you gather from the
Sabrina previous? Is, like, trying to break into Hollywood, and she's working for this woman. And apparently she's, like, she used to idolize this woman, and she was, like, in a loony bin. And she was,
who was,
like,
in a loony bin?
Sabrina.
Okay.
And she's, like,
Kiernan Shipley.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
Kiernan Shipley.
Sure. And she just idolized this woman, and I guess this woman was, like, you know, you got to do whatever you got to do to make it in Hollywood.
Who's the woman? Erica Alexander?
No, it's okay. Some other white lady who looks like an older Sabrina.
Okay.
I can't remember her name. It's just very strange. It's just a lot of sexual situations happening. And it's just like,
is this about old Hollywood or like?
It's about like doing some do dirt stuff and some sexy stuff.
Do dirt
to, you know, be the head of certain production companies and to break into the companies and. I don't know.
Does she want to be an actress or does she want
to
be
She wants to be a boss bitch.
And a producer or a own a
studio head. Like, yeah. A studio head.
Okay.
And or it's just like I was like, ooh, I gotta turn this off. It's too early to be watching this in the middle of the day.
And that was just the preview?
I watched the episode. I watched
it. Oh, you watched it. You said you saw a preview.
I saw a preview so that I saw like, you know, I was like, oh, it's Sabrina. Something dark and twisted. Let me click on this and watch it. I was just like it's definitely a mature audience.
Uh-huh.
And Donald Sutherland's like a creepy old man.
And it's called
Swimming with Sharks.
Okay.
And I've only got one episode in. And I was just like, ooh, okay.
Is the whole season up or is it just, because you said it's on the Roku channel?
It is on the Roku channel.
So it might all be up.
It might be. I'm not sure. I'm just saying it was interesting if you're into that. I mean,
because I'll probably binge watch it on Saturday or something.
Let me see. When Lucem starts her internship at Fountain Pictures, she seems like a naive Hollywood newcomer. Awestruck by the studio's notorious CEO, Joyce Holt, Lou soon proves herself indispensable to Joyce, who's not only trying to maneuver her predatory dinosaur of a boss, outmaneuver her predatory dinosaur of a boss, who's Donald Sutherland,
okay.
But to have a baby after years of trying. In truth, Lou has
a baby.
Yeah, it's really sick.
Okay.
Lou has done extensive research on Joyce, and landing this internship was no happy accident. As Lou's obsession.
Who wants to have the baby? Joyce or Lou?
Joyce.
So Lou's going to give Joyce a baby?
No.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't think so. But right. Joyce is the boss lady. Lou is Sabrina.
What? Yeah.
As Lou's obsession grows, she will do anything to get close to her idol, even kill. But yeah, I forgot about that. Like, she's trying to have a baby. Like, she drinks his tea. And she's kind of a bitch. Apparently, they fire interns all the time. And she has these two dudes who are, like, her head bitches in charge. Gay dudes. And one of them's a straight bitch. He's a bitch. But anyway. It's there's a lot of stuff going on. Like her and her husband. He's like, you're putting too much pressure on me to have a baby. Like, I can't even perform. She just turns on porn. She's like, do what you gotta do. Like, you know, just give it to me. I'm just like, God. Like, that's
so
sucks.
Basically, she's all work, no play.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, you're not.
But she wants a baby because she thinks it's gonna fucking fulfill her, but it's not because all she cares about is work.
Yeah. And she's a bitch. And, like, she's.
Yeah. So.
It's interesting. I don't know how many.
It kind of reminds me of, or like, it sounds like it reminds me of, what was that show? The one with.
I know who you're talking about. They were produced like
reality
TV shows. Yes.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was
going
to say it's called reality, but that's not what it's called. Unscripted? No, not unscripted. Unreal.
Unreal. That's exactly what it's called.
Yeah.
Let's see how many episodes. Oh, Joyce is Diane Kruger. Oh, it's Diane Kruger.
Oh!
There's 3 episodes out. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, they let them all out. They released them all on the 15th. Okay. So there's 6 episodes.
Got it.
So
I'll watch them all.
It's saucy. It's saucy for sure. Anyway, hey guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Again, if you like what you heard, come back, subscribe. We'll be back next week. You can follow us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. You can visit our website, bookoflifepodcast.com, or if you want to join us on Patreon, we will be so grateful. So you can meet us at Patreon at patreon.com/bookoflifepodcast. Other than that, again, thank you. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's Bold Bitches.
Are you a fan of true crime, cults, conspiracies, and all things sinister? Then tune in with me, your host, Steph, every week for a new episode of the Sinister Story Hour. You can find the Sinister Story Hour on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.